Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Have you not figured it out yet? The most dangerous animal on the planet is a leftist, a Democrat. Understand this, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Democrats are trying to kill you. 844-551-8255. Demorates. Democrats tolerate us because we pay their bills. But let me tell you something. When we outlive our usefulness to them, when we become a bigger burden to them than what our tax dollars will generate for them, they'll kill us. Then they'll take what we have. They'll breed a whole new group of people like us that love the country, that want to do what we can to protect it and preserve it, etc. And then they will rinse and repeat. They will drive these people into the ground, and then they will try to kill them. And this is very simple. This is the strategy behind why they want our guns. It's that simple. They don't have big brains, Democrats, leftists. It's a simple thing. You don't have to, the strategy is in your face, and generally speaking, they tell you, we want your guns. You don't need that for hunting. You don't. But let me tell you what you do need those assault rifles for. Them. Yeah, they're exactly right. You don't need an assault rifle, automatic, things to shoot an animal in the wild. 100% right. But you do when you're shooting at men, because men, leftist men and women, are the most dangerous people on the planet, and you better have plenty of ammunition with bump stocks and different, more sets of clips and all the stuff that they talk about. You better have plenty of it. Just so you're clear, a Democrat wanted to kill Justice Kavanaugh. A California man, by the way, demented because of the policies of the left. Let me tell you what the left has done. They have supercharged the pharmaceutical industry to the point where people taking basic drugs, look at the side effects of basic drugs, may make you delusional and want to commit suicide. And then you wonder, why is the suicide rate going up so much? Why are so many people being, doing stupid things, pushing people in front of subway trains and doing these nuts? It's because they're on some crazy hallucinogenic that nobody wants to admit is doing stuff to them. We are the most over-medicated society in the history of man. Don't think about it. You don't have to trust me. Don't think about it. I want you to think about it. But don't trust me on it. Go look it up. Go look at the side effects of some of these things. Like there'll be something for a kid, for psoriasis. May cause mental delusions. Double vision. Weird thoughts. Suicidal thoughts. I forget what the thing is. I just saw it the other day. Who knows, Eluda, Bugalab, they all got crazy names. But let me tell you, the side effect was may create suicidal thoughts. And I thought to myself, I wonder how many kids who've committed suicide are taking this pill. How many of them? It's already enough pressure to be a kid. And they go, no, take this. You know what it was for? It was for ADHD. Whatever the I don't know what it's called, but that thing, look it up. The ADHD medication that's being advertised on TV, one of the side effects is may create suicidal thoughts. And they show a kid, he's sitting at a table with his mom, and he just gets up with his family, just gets up and he starts, looking around the room. And then they show him later after he's taken a pill and he's all well adjusted and eating dinner with the family. Then they show another kid who's just staring off into space over at, in a classroom, and then they show her again, and she's all paying attention in class and all this, and they make you sound like this pill is a magic pill to get your kid to. Let me tell you what, if your kid gets up from the dinner table and he's dancing around, encourage it. Encourage it. Don't give them a pill. Everybody get up and start dancing, you know? But what we do is we go, oh, it's completely weird. And the commercials tell you, oh, don't let your kid do anything that's off the reservation because then that kid is weird. You need to give him ADHD meds. That kid's probably bright. He's probably looking into the stars and seeing something no person has ever seen. And you know what we do? We kill his spirit or her spirit. Drug them up, then wonder, why did they commit suicide? They have so many, your body is a manufacturing factory. It's a pharmaceutical factory, and it operates very well. It doesn't need any outside interference. God made you perfectly. Even in your craziness, God is saying, your body will figure it out if left to. Now, that's not to say people don't need help from time to time. I'm not saying that. But the majority of people don't need to take a drug. That's why people say, you got a headache, why don't you take an aspirin, ibuprofen? No, I'll just let my body deal with it. It's my body's response to something that says, hey, this gave you a headache. So whatever it is, I want my body to go, well, whatever gives you a headache, Kev, I'm going to check it out. And then I'm going to stop it. Because then the next time it won't be as bad, or we may be able to prevent it altogether. I don't want to mask it. But these crazy Democrats are out there. They're doping people up. They don't get them any kind of real support. They, come in and Obamacare will take care of it. Go wait in a hospital and see how you'll be. There'll be 15 illegals before you ever get to see your doctor. Anyway, this California man was charged with an attempted murder of Supreme Court Judge Justice after he was arrested near the Maryland home of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. They said 26-year-old Nicholas John Roski told detectives in Montgomery County, Maryland, that he had purchased a gun and burglary tools with the plan to break into Kavanaugh's house to kill Kavanaugh and then himself. This person is a product of Democratic leftist policies across the board. I bet you money. Everybody around him knew. I bet they didn't say a word. You know that the Democrats wanted him to buy a gun. And oh, by the way, it's a real convenient thing that they go, oh, he was deranged and he bought a gun. Yeah, because the gun lobby. Oh, yeah, let's sell guns to people who want to kill other people. That's just, I don't know what he said when he was filling it out. He was probably, you know, the way they would say it, he was saying, I'm going to go kill Kavanaugh. Where can I buy a gun? And the gun dealer, oh, you're going to go kill somebody? Well, let's just get you signed up for it, buddy. This guy was walking down the street. He called 911 on himself. I will bet you money that this guy was on some kind of drug that he shouldn't have been on.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats, the most dangerous animals on the planet. Everywhere you read about 6 million people got killed in this, 3 million were killed by this dictator or whatever. Let me just tell you, nothing but a Democrat, a leftist. Don't be fooled for 1 second. And we are surrounded by them. Half this, not half, 30% of this country are people that think like they do. And they will kill you. I'm telling you, as God is my witness, I'm not even trying to play games here. You let these people get a little bit of a foothold of power, and they will suppress you in any way they can. Look at what we just came through with these stupid lockdowns. You think that that's a game? You think that they're just, you think they would admit it was a mistake, even though it almost completely crowbarred the economy? No way. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Kevin Jackson, I don't know why I'm stuttering. I got Joe Biden brain this morning.
Oh, man. Welcome, folks, to KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Montgomery County Police Department, Maryland, arrest this guy named Roski who wanted to kill Justice Kavanaugh, Democrat. In his bags, they found, among other things, a Glock 17 pistol with two magazines and ammunition, a knife, pepper spray, zip ties, duct tape, a crowbar, and a screwdriver. Speaking to detectives at the local station, Roski said he had been upset by the leak. The leak that we're talking about here is the leak that the justices were going to put Roe v. Wade back into the states. And he was upset by the recent mass shootings at a school in Uvalde, Texas, in which 19 students and two teachers were killed. Roski told detectives that he believed Kavanaugh would vote to ease gun control restrictions. Roski, quote, began thinking about how to give his life a purpose and decided that he would kill Kavanaugh, whose address he had found on the internet. Does this have leftism written all over it? This is a crazy guy who's getting bombarded with negative news, negative stuff, things that are meant to divide him, to make him act on his delusion, which Democrats happily gave him as a delusion because they love medicated sick people. If we really knew the details of the pharmaceutical industry, I'm talking about got the real data, the same way we should be getting the real data on this Wu flu nonsense and these vaccines, let me tell you what we would do. We would shut these people down. Think about how big the pharmaceutical industry has grown. And here's what's interesting about pharma, when you stop and you think about it logically. If for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. For every disease, there's a cure. For every ailment, there's something that will deal with it. For example, if you were to get sunburn, God has put a plant on the planet called aloe, and Native Americans, Native peoples have always just rubbed aloe on it. Now we've got aloe vera, you know, juices and all kinds of stuff. We have made aloe into something. Somebody synthesized the actual product of aloe. There is hardly, I don't think there's anything on this planet that does not already exist in a cure in nature. Now, what does the medical industry do? They tell you, oh, if you take a holistic approach to that, if you go rub this thing on your skin to get rid of a rash or to dampen the feelings of poison ivy, oh, you're a heretic. But guess what people do that live that are indigenous that live in these areas? I watch Naked and Afraid. I know what people do. Yeah, you know what they do on Naked and Afraid? They give people a list of things. They say, if you're in the jungle and this happens, this is a thing, a plant you look for that natives have found to be medicinal for this purpose. If you have a stomachache, take this plant, put it in some water, and it has an analgesic effect that will take away your stomachache or whatever. They give you the natural cures. But when you mention it, doctors, oh, you don't want to do that with natural cures when we've got all these synthetic things that we've created. It's a scam. When you really stop and think about it and you say, what is the growth of the pharmaceutical industry? Give me the growth of it. Now, don't misunderstand me. I get when they say we are going to isolate the gene for this and see what we can do. Go for it. But what I'm going to tell you is I will bet you money that the cure exists in nature. A good example. We've been talking about cancer. I told you guys a story. One of my friends, she had stage 4 cancer. It was all throughout her body. She was as good as dead. And she said, Kevin, I was on a chat line, one of these chat room things, talking about this issue. A doctor from Johns Hopkins, who I went to school with, said, hey, look, let me tell you what happened in laboratory mice with us. She explained it. My friend got on that protocol, and she was cancer-free within 6 months. Doctors are going, we don't know what happened. She's not the only one. Multiple people. They say ivermectin does the same thing. Do you think these people want to let you know that what's already been developed? I don't know much about either of these cures, by the way. But I'm going to bet you money that there are natural cures for most of the things that ail us, and they don't want to say anything. They don't want to tell you. It's the growth of an industry that the government controls, and they experimented on you with this whole Wu flu nonsense because the government ultimately wants to control your life and your death. It's that simple. Anyway, a Palm Beach County man is facing federal charges for making online threats against Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, conservative darling known for her unwavering support of the Second Amendment and the 45th president. That would be President Trump. Officials say Matthew Lee Comiskey made several posts on Twitter last summer threatening violence against Boebert. "I got my Second Amendment tool all ready to destroy Lauren's face," he wrote in one post, "hopefully in front of her kids." Folks, I'm telling you what Democrats want. They want to kill cracker babies. In another, he warned the congressman not to come to South Florida. "Us libs have big guns here, and we stand our ground. Take you down like Trayvon." You know who Trayvon is, right? The black kid that got himself killed because he decided to confront a neighborhood watch guy, George Zimmerman or whatever his name was, the white Hispanic. That's when we got the term white Hispanic, when the media didn't want to let you know that George Zimmerman, who's got a Jewish surname, was actually looking more like he was Argentinian. They didn't want to let you know that. Anyway, he goes on, this sick leftist dude, he says, "Someone needs to put Lauren down like a sick dog. Since the CIA is a failure and the FBI is incompetent at charging her for being a terrorist, it's time to do it ourselves. Pew, pew, Lauren." So he wrote, dangerous people, the same people that shot Scalia, the same people who will fake a hate crime against themselves, Holy Mother of Jussie Smollett, are the people who will accuse you of being violent while they plot violence and commit it every single day. And trust me, folks, this dude is a chili pimp compared to other people who are committing these crimes every day in black and Hispanic neighborhoods, and the left goes completely silent on that.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Three people were killed and four wounded after a shooting at a manufacturing facility in Smithsburg, Maryland, Thursday afternoon. The suspect has been identified as a 23-year-old male who is also an employee at Columbia Machine. A Maryland State Police trooper, after being shot, returned fire, ending the rampage. The unnamed suspect was hospitalized in unknown condition. Smithsburg is just an hour's drive northwest of Baltimore. A tourism helicopter from K&S Helicopters carrying six people crashed Wednesday evening in a Hawaiian lava field that was there on the Big Island. The 50-year-old male pilot and an 18-year-old female passenger were in serious condition following the crash. NHL playoff hockey continues Saturday evening. Tampa Bay Lightning at the New York Rangers. Tampa leads the series 3-2. USA Radio News. The Tunnel to Towers event in the Big Apple returned last weekend after 2 years.
After a two-year hiatus, the Tunnel to Towers climb returned to One World Trade Center in New York City Sunday, with participants climbing 104 flights of stairs to honor the lives and sacrifices of 9/11 heroes. During an interview Sunday on Fox and Friends with participant Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst and Tunnel to Towers CEO Frank Siller, Siller explains how long it takes participants to make the 104-story climb.
It took the first part another 15 minutes, so it was incredible. But it takes most people about a half an hour or 45 minutes, or some longer. It doesn't matter, as long as they finish it and they do it in honor of the person that they love.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For more information, please visit us online at usaradio.com. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to thank everybody again for joining. Not everybody, but a bunch of you. The good ones among you. I'm just messing with you. For joining the Backstage Pass, Backstage Club. What a joy. You know what makes me fun, what makes me excited about Backstage Club and the number of people who are joining is, it's a more intimate sharing of what we do daily, and we're going to be posting stuff all the time, videos, things, and some of it will just be raw. We're not going to try to, you know, fix it up or anything like that. It'll just be raw video, but you'll have complete access to that stuff. And I know some of you that you're joining and you're going, okay, well, where do I go right now? Trust me, in the next couple of weeks, there's going to be plenty of stuff. Go out there. It's like your own little TV channel. You can go check out, hey, well, Kevin was at this event. He was at this event, you know, blah, blah, blah. And we even go back into the past where you can kind of reflect and go, oh, man, I remember when I first started following Kevin, you know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, even some of those events, trips that I've taken with people, fishing trip. Multiple fishing trips, hunting trips, people that I've hung around that you probably don't even know I've been around. And I'll tell you who these people are in the videos, like this guy, you know, started this company. These obscure people that you don't even know, like this guy was the top pilot, you know, Top Gun. He was the instructor at Top Gun that went over to teach the Israelis how to fly. This guy got attacked by a jaguar. He's one of two people who survived a jaguar attack. And I would go on. I'll tell you stories about people that I've met. Extraordinary stories. I'll tell you stories about people that I've met who you will never know. Like the guy who has built the biggest voting block in Uganda. Ugandan women, and he finances it. He's a friend of mine. He's a billionaire. His name is Mark. I won't say his last name, but he flies over. He gives these women grain so they can grow their own crops. He's now giving them cattle, etc. And he's built an ecosystem of women who are now able to be political powerhouses in this country of Uganda. Oh, little white dude up in Colorado. It's insane. The stuff that you'll learn. So I'm gonna be talking about these people and telling their stories and letting you know who these people are backstage. I'm not gonna do this in the front. I'm just telling you, I can't afford to continue to operate my organization the way we have. We have to have people that understand what we're trying to do, the bigger picture of what we're doing, because I'm approaching this as a chess game. That we got to be thinking multiple moves ahead, and I think of it as Squid Games. What was it called? Squid Games, where the ultimate winner is the one who survives. because this is not a typical game for us. That's not a game to me at all, in the sense of this is our lives. And every project, everything that my team does is with the idea of winning in the long haul, winning in the long run. We are not trying to get temporary wins. My attack on pop culture is so we win for decades. My attack on the education system with Seeking Educational Excellence is so we win for decades. By the way, we've just had a rash of people who signed up for Seeking Educational Excellence as our C-PREP program for kids going to college, and phenomenal. Like I said, best program out there, undoubtedly. You got a child or a grandchild in the ninth grade that you want to start prepping for testing to make sure they're going to get the right degree plan, et cetera. Put them in our program, and we will make sure that they choose the right degree plan, choose the best college for the least amount of money, and go to a college and be prepared for it. Not reading at an eighth grade level, but reading at the level they should be reading at. Anyway, I want to move on here. Pennsylvania voter fraud. Former Pennsylvania Democratic Rep. Michael Ozzie Myers pleaded guilty to several charges, several election fraud charges, including, get this, orchestrating a scheme to stuff the ballot boxes for specific Democratic candidates in Pennsylvania from 2014 to 2018. Now, let me stop there for just a second and say this. So this is 2014 to 2018. They caught Ozzie. Then some other person stepped in for Ozzie in 2018 and continued. And when we make the sequel to Mules, you will find out how big this conspiracy goes, how deep that it goes, how wide it has expanded. Now, we've got data for Arizona currently. I have a meeting set with the people from Pennsylvania next Monday, where they've got all their data. I have another meeting set for people from Georgia who they've got all their data. I'm telling you, whether it's Backstage Pass or you go directly to, we're going to be doing a fundraiser for making the film, but amazing information that shows exactly what we all know about the 2020 election, presidential election. It was a big fraud. Anyway, Myers admitted to bribing South Philadelphia election judge Dominic DeMuro, who separately pleaded guilty in 2020 to accepting bribes. The former congressman told the court he bribed the 39th Ward, 36th Division election judge to illegally add votes for specific federal, state, and local Democratic candidates in primary elections, according to the DOJ press release. So this guy is stacking the deck in his own party, saying, I'll be the gatekeeper for this. Now, do you think that he's the only Harvey Weinstein that exists in Hollywood? No, folks. There's somebody above him that says, okay, once you get through the primaries, I'll take the baton, and I'll make sure that you win against the Republican. And this is why I tell you, Democrats can't win a true election. They cannot win an election that's on the up and up. Even in a Democrat-controlled area, they can't win because people are hip to them. Some of the candidates who were helped by bribes hired Myers for their campaigns. They would pay Myers, quote, consulting fees via cash or check, and in turn, he would give DeMura $300 to $5,000 to ring up votes for his preferred candidates. Talk about having your own little Dominion machine. There it was right there. I'll skip the voting machines. I'll just do it myself. Well, you know what the Democrats did in 2020? They said, let's remove the middleman. We don't need to pay anybody to fix the votes when we can fix the machines. Anyway, going on, at Myers' direction, DeMuro would add the fraudulent votes to the totals during election day and then would later falsely certify that the voting machine results were accurate. What? You're kidding, right? Yeah, I'll let you stew on that for just a bit. What we have here, folks, is one person. This is the way the Democrats, well, it's only one person that's doing it. Trust and believe that Jeffrey Epstein wasn't the only one running his own little island of debauchery. Harvey Weinstein isn't the only producer or Hollywood mogul who's essentially sexually assaulting women. And Bill Clinton isn't the only Democrat who was, you know, showing his naughty bits to his secretaries and admins and anybody else on the campaign. And I could go on. This, everything that these people do is orchestrated. It's been blessed by somebody above them. And all we have to do is find them and, you know, get these guys to turn evidence on the people above them. Just like we watch the cops do when they catch a low level dude dealing drugs and they go, we don't want you. Who are you? I'll get it out. Who are you getting your drugs from? Who are you? Who are you getting your drugs from? And then they get that guy. Where are you getting your drugs from until they get to the kingpin? Now that's normally the way law enforcement works, except when it involves leftists. Yeah. Myers admitted to another election fraud conspiracy. I know, folks, you thought this is a ShamWow commercial. There's more. Order two, and we'll ship it to you for free. He admitted to another election fraud conspiracy where he worked with South Philadelphia Judge Marie Barron, who was charged separately and pleaded guilty in 2021. The former congressman would drive Barron to the polls almost every election day. Before she opened the polls, Myers would tell her which candidates should receive the fraudulent votes. Barron would then advise voters to support those candidates, and she would also cast ballots in support of Myers' preferred picks on behalf of people she know would not appear to vote in person. Now, if you think again that this is some scheme thought up by only two little Democrats in Pennsylvania, you'd be a moron. This is what they do. This is what they do in every major city, and this is how they essentially screw over the American public. They cheat blatantly. What this guy would do is he'd tell the judge, my candidate's far enough ahead, go to the next candidate. It was a system rigged, and if you chose him, you were the winner. If you didn't, you were the loser. And once you got in, you were golden. It was a pay-to-play. And it's not isolated to Philadelphia. It happens all over the country. He says, one thing you can say about Ozzie Myers, his values have been long out of whack, said federal special agent in charge Jacqueline McGuire. Understand this, the Democrats' values are out of whack.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Look at all these people down here, all these press people. You know, you saw the ratings after the election, their ratings died. They want us back so badly. They want us. I actually thought they were going to endorse me, every one of them.
There's Donald Trump, the great showman, and he deserves everything, all the accolades that he got. Outside of Wu Flu nonsense, he was a stellar president, deserves his second term. rightfully so. Anybody who thinks differently is a product of leftist mass hysteria to get rid of the orange man. And I'm going to just tell you, you're a buffoon. If you buy into that, you're a buffoon. How can you take somebody with that record and want to toss them? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm no Trump supporter, no Trump fan, no Trump, you know, zealot, anything close. But I do recognize when somebody does something good, there are many people that I personally don't agree with. I may not like their lifestyle. I may not like their style in general. I may not even like them. But they are good. Robert De Niro, good actor. Can't stand the dude politically, but I can admit he's a decent actor. We got to be able to separate. And would I want De Niro as president? No, because he's an idiot. He doesn't know how to do it. He doesn't know how to run anything. He's a guy that said, and I talked about this earlier but in another broadcast, but he's a guy that believes Joe Biden just needs a little more time. He's doing the best he can. That's what De Niro said. I don't want a guy doing the best he can. I want a guy who's effective at doing when he's doing the best he can. Anyway, I think you get the point. Trump's like, they want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. You despise the very person that I don't know the whole Jack Nicholson, A Few Good Men thing, but that's what essentially it. They want a guy on the wall. They need him on the wall, but they don't like it when he has to do the things necessary to protect the country. Leftists don't like it because they're stealing from us. See, if they were protecting us from outside marauders and we were getting other people's stuff, they would like Trump. But when they're trying to steal from you, when the people being marauded are the citizens of America, they can't have you having a champion. And you get fooled and, I shouldn't even want to go with him. Now, I will say this. I don't agree with Trump's choices of candidates. I don't think he's putting a whole lot of thought into it. In fact, I'll give you a little inside baseball. Trump's very self-serving when he comes to picking candidates. Number one, you have to be election integrity. You have to admit that the election was a cheat. Okay, my hand goes up. The 2020 election was undoubtedly a cheat. You get my endorsement there. Then he looks at how much money did you give me? How much support did you give me when I was running? And that's a measurement. I'm telling you right now, this is inside baseball, folks. And if he doesn't feel like you gave enough, then he'll take the other candidate. The third thing, are you being backed by somebody who's now currently funding me for what I'm trying to do in funding these America First candidates as well as my own potential run, etc.? So he's feathering his nest. I don't blame him necessarily for doing that, but I don't think that's the way we should be picking our candidates. That's too self-serving. So I don't like this aspect of what Trump is doing. But still, what I do like are the results that he gave us. I tell you right now, I couldn't work for Trump. I don't understand the guy's mindset. I don't think he makes all the best decisions. I think he surrounds himself with people who are suck-ups and believe they can buy their access to power. I don't want that. And that is my criticism of Trump, that if he continues doing that kind of thing, he would ultimately hurt himself. Now, he's been successful. You could argue with me, well, Kevin, he's more successful than you are. Well, there are a lot of people more successful. That's like saying that even though there's a guy that can play better tennis than I can certainly tell him how to play the game. I can tell him how his feet look. I can tell him that he's not getting enough wrist in the serve or that his toss is wrong. I can make some very good observations that are better than he can make about himself. That's why they call it coaches. And Trump needs better coaches. I was with him, and I'll be with him again. And trust me, I don't split any hairs. I tell him, hey, man, you got to make better decisions about personnel, including these little suck-ups around you. You got to make better choices. So his candidate in Pennsylvania, Dr. Oz, won by less than 1,000 votes, I hear. I don't know what Oz is going to do. Here's what I do know. If he's anything close to, you know, to the conservative, he'll be better than whoever he's replacing. Herschel Walker is going to be a better choice in Georgia. But, again, Trump doesn't always make the best choices, but He's in the game. I'll give him that. He's in the game. It's more than if you want to. I'll give you an example in Arizona. He chose a guy, Blake Masters, in Arizona. Blake is the wrong guy. He's owned by Peter Thiel. $13 million of his campaign money came from one source. He's only raised $1 million himself. The guy I support, Jim Lehman, is a businessman. He's a former Army paratrooper. And he grew up on a farm shoveling manure. Built a billion-dollar company that he sold last year so he could focus solely on doing this. He is not taking PAC dollars. He is not taking any lobbyist dollars. And he led the election integrity effort in Arizona. Put his money where his mouth is, where nobody else did. He has supported every major conservative congressman that we have, Andy Biggs, Gosar, Debbie Lesko, down the line. Now, he's the best choice. But Trump didn't pick him. That's Trump's problem. He picked the guy because Peter Thiel, who's the billionaire backing the other guy, that was the choice. He chose Peter Thiel. He didn't choose the candidate. He chose the guy financing the candidate, this multi-millionaire. He's a billionaire, actually. He's a multi-billionaire. That's why I part company with Trump on some of these issues. There is no question about it. Jim Lehman's the best candidate. He cannot be bought, and there is not a policy position this guy has that isn't staunchly conservative. Not one. He knows what a payroll is, how to make a payroll, builds amazing products. These huge, power plants. He went from coal to solar, battery backup, and the guy knows energy like he knows the back of his hand, and he is undoubtedly the best candidate. The other guy's 34 years old, never served in any public office, and never did a payroll. He ran Peter Thiel's foundation, and Trump chooses that guy, a guy who spent most of his life in California, not even in the state of Arizona, has built nothing for Arizona. And don't even get me into some of his policy positions where he said on the border issue, no country has a sovereign border. You can't draw a line in the sand and say this is mine and that's yours. In a state where we are overrun with illegals, in a country where we are overrun with illegals, and this guy says open borders. At least he did before. Now he's flip-flopped on it. I want solid conservatives. Idaho Governor Brad Little won the Republican Party's nomination for a second term the other day, easily outpacing a conservative challenger who Trump had recommended. The reason why I'm bringing this up is while Trump, the media misses him, we need to support him. We don't have to support all of his choices. And that's what Trump is learning the hard way. Dr. Oz squeaked in. You would think with a Trump endorsement, he was going to get trumpeted in, pardon the pun, but he didn't. Now, Trump is winning some of the other places, and his kiss the ring strategy, there was a shakeup in Iowa outside of the governor. 20 incumbent state legislators in Iowa lost their seats or lost races to move from the House to the Senate. Most of the conservative members of the state House went down in defeat. At least 6 members of the state House lost renomination bids. 2 others were trailing, etc. But the conservatives got a victory. The Idaho Freedom Foundation, I'm reading this, a powerful force in conservative politics in the Jim State, tweeted, conservatives are having a solid night, especially in the Idaho Senate. Conservatives who had been frustrated by roadblocks took their revenge. And while Little won the right to run as for a second term, talking about a guy named Little, Attorney General Lawrence Wasdin, Republican, a 5-term incumbent and the longest serving statewide elected official in Idaho, did not. People are frustrated with what happened over the last 2 years. They're frustrated with the fact that our attorney general gave bad advice to the governor, told him that he could keep extending these emergency orders. Conservatives are fighting back, is all I'm saying. And my hope is that Donald Trump starts picking the right candidates who, not for self-serving reasons, but for reasons of the republic. That's my only criticism of the guy outside of COVID.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.